From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi security forces clashed with thousands of protesters in Baghdad's Green Zone. Several people were wounded when demonstrators defied heavily armed guards and concrete barriers and charged into the international zone. Security forces unloaded heavy machine gun fire, stun grenades, and tear gas as the crowd surged forward. Some of the protesters broke the security cordon and ran to Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office, but he was not there. Abadi imposed a curfew in the Iraqi capital, but it was lifted a few hours later. By evening, the protesters had cleared from the Green Zone compound. Many of the demonstrators were followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The cleric has demanded that Prime Minister Abadi end the political quota system that guarantees political parties ministerial positions and replace the current government with technocrats. European Space Agency officials say that one of their satellites spotted an oil slick in the Mediterranean Sea Friday, near where an Egyptian airliner disappeared from radar. The ESA says the slick is about 40 kilometers southeast of Egypt Air Flight 804's last known position. Egypt said, meanwhile, it had found debris from the downed aircraft off its coast. Army Brigadier General Mohamed Samir said on his Facebook page that personal belongings of the passengers and parts of the plane were found floating in the water. The Airbus A320, with 66 passengers and crew aboard, crashed into the sea early Thursday morning on a flight from Paris to Cairo. The cause of the crash has not been determined. This is VOA News.